Time now for the Stain Gang podcast, and time to talk women's soccer with Ryan Spence. I'm Pete Stein. Thanks for joining us for the weekly podcast. And be sure to tell your friends about the podcast, and be sure to tell your friends about Midwestern State Women's Soccer, the team playing really well. They had a four-game winning streak. Unfortunately, that came to an end in the waning moments in San Angelo on Saturday afternoon. How emotionally wrecking is it? I hate to put it that way, and that's probably an overstatement, but to have a game like that where you're in the 90th minute and they get the goal that wins the game.
I don't think you're far off. I was me being a center back, 45 seconds left, throw-ins in your defensive half. You hope to just, okay, the game's going to be tied. Or you get something lucky where you get a ball cleared out or something like that. But in the past, we might have been on that side of it. So I haven't been on a late goal loss in a while. And like last year and year before, we were normally the ones late in the season putting that last 10 seconds or something in. So, yeah, a bit frustrating. And when you see the goal, it's just had three or four different options to solve it, and we kind of we just kind of brain fart for a moment and the game's over.
I mean, it seemed like a pretty good goal from their point of view. It seemed like a pretty good goal. It was a pretty good pass that the girl made around Cassidy. The girl gets to the byline, makes a nice low cross to the near post, and then they had somebody there to finish it.
Yeah, well, we work a little bit on those dead balls. I mean, we try to be good on our attacking throw-ins, so to give up something that, you know, we work on and try to do for us going the other way, that's the hard part, is, you know, that I don't think they should have gotten to that crossing position. But they did, and they made the most of it. So, I mean, I think a fair result would have been 0-0. We had a goal call back offsides that I think was very quick triggered. I don't know if the linesman knew who the ball was going to before he threw the flag up, and so we ended up scoring that. But, of course, he called it back. Can't see on early film if Cassidy was offsides or not, but it's just – yeah, I think he was a little quick trigger with now how they handle the refs. They're supposed to let them kind of go to let the play out before you make a call. So, but other than that, I mean, created some chances. They had chances too, but I think at the end of the day, you know, a 0-0 tie would have been okay.
You would have been somewhat satisfied with a draw out of that.
No, I think it would have helped. I mean, because they're going to get more points. They're struggling right now, but. I mean, shoot, we might have jump-started them. So hopefully they'll get back on track, and then that loss hopefully won't be as bad.
We should talk about the game that you played here at Stang Park last Wednesday. That was the 1-0 win over a previously unbeaten TWU side here at Stang Park. So that was a fun night at Stang Park.
Yeah, I mean, getting that result was huge.
It was a little nerve-wracking, but it was fun.
We defended a lot that second half. I'll tell you that. They had some chances they probably wish they would have had back. But we defended.
They had a couple right in front of the goal, and I think it was the same girl that put it over the crossbar twice.
I think, Pete, you might have scored those if you were in.
You're giving me way too much credit.
I think if you look at it, you'll see kind of, we kind of maybe getting out with the draw would have been fair again on that one. But for us to get that win, I've not really been a part of a lot of games where maybe – we should have lost and then came out on the other end of it. And that's, I think that's why that last 45 seconds in Angelo hurt a little bit harder, hurt a little bit more, because, you know, we did, I think, get a little bit lucky with that win on Wednesday and then played better on Saturday, but just then don't have any points to show for it.
So you're taking on Eastern New Mexico this week, again, a Wednesday night at Stang Park, 7:00 kickoff. Would love to see everybody out there pulling for the Mustangs. It's been a while now since you coached at Eastern New Mexico, but is it still a special match for you when you face the Greyhounds?
No, I think that's kind of gone away a little bit. I mean, me and my wife have good memories of being there, and it's just such a small knit community, and the support they get from 17,000 people is unreal. You don't get that at too many places. And so, yeah, I mean, it's just you've got good thought. It's a little different when you're playing there, since they're playing at our place. When we go back to Portales, it kind of feels good. But no, I think that kind of I don't know any of the players, so it was different when you have some players still kind of playing that you knew or coached and stuff. So, yeah, it's kind of gone.
And you've won the last two meetings against them. Both of them were 3-0 results in the favor of the Mustangs. And last year played there in Portales, and Cassidy Savoy scored twice in that game. You led 1-0 at half, I think, and then scored twice in the second half. How much different are they this year?
I mean, Eric, the coach, he's brought in some new players and then some that are returning. He's a good work rate kind of coach. He's going to get them fired up. They'll be physical when they need to. I think that's kind of what you're going to get a very scrappy Eastern, but then again, any team that's ever came through Portales, if they're not scrappy, they've gone to the wrong place. I mean, it's a good hard nose, team he's got going. They've gotten some decent results and then some maybe not so favorable. So, maybe a little unknown what kind of team you'll get when they travel here, but I do know they'll be physical and they'll make it scrappy. And if we're not up to compete, they'll give you some hard time.
Well, I was going to ask, how do you think your team would respond to a physical style of play? And I'm sure you have seen it this year.
Yeah, I think we're built a little bit more for that and to handle that a little bit better. I thought at times at Angelo State this weekend, we did really well at heading the ball. And then you go back to that goal that they end up scoring. We lose the first ball, lose the second ball, and then it ends up getting to the point where it's a throw-in, and then the goal happens. So I think in this game, not just in the women's game, but in soccer period, typically the more physical team is going to give yourself more chance to score.
The more and more I hear you talk about the game in San Angelo, it's not the final two touches that have you frustrated as much as what led up to the goal.
It's almost always what leads up to it. I mean, we can blame a defender or a goalkeeper or someone tracking, and we can defend them all day because it's the ending thing. But soccer is one of those. It starts 30 seconds up. It starts a minute up the field, us making a bad decision or something like that in our attacking half that leads to them countering and then leads to the throw. So it's just, probably five or six things could have gone differently, and then that wouldn't have even been a cross and a shot. So. But then every play has that. But yeah, typically on a goal, it's never what happens when the goal has happened. It's always 10 seconds before, 20 seconds before.
It's interesting, when I was looking at the Eastern New Mexico series, they had a pretty good run there going for a while against Midwestern State. The Mustangs were 0-5-1 in the series and then got a 3-0 victory here in September of 2021. Lexi Beck had a goal in that game. She scored in the 51st minute and was assisted by Marissa Resende. So a couple of players still around that were playing in that match. How did Midwestern State turn the tables against Eastern New Mexico?
I don't know. Maybe we got a little bit better, and they were kind of shuffling through coaches for a couple of years and then trying to kind of reset what identity they wanted. And so this being an Eric's second year here, I think they'll be a little bit more established in what they want to do. But I mean, I guess I was part of that streak. I think I started it with the first couple.
You did not lose to Midwestern State.
No.
0-2-1.
Yeah, I mean, until Damien gets back to
it's
Fort
what
Lewis.
That was Midwestern.
Yeah, yeah.
That was Midwestern State's record against you at Eastern.
Yeah, and so, it's just I don't know. It's just, I guess when I was at Eastern playing against Midwestern, you kind of get up for it because you played there. And then now when I came here, those girls over there were still wanting to beat me. and so they came with a little extra juice that maybe we didn't match on those days. So I guess I started the streak and then I end it, but on both ends. So it's kind of a weird scenario.
You get a team that's coming in winless in their last five matches, but 1-3-4, and they had a 1-1 draw at UT Tyler. I know you said they're physical, but is there any other way you would describe their style of play?
They try to stretch the field. Defenders don't really get beat over the top very much, so there's kind of discipline in the space. But then also, if they don't get beat over the top much, that means they're dropping in. So if we can find that space kind of in front, in behind the center mids and in front of the center backs, I think that'll be something we need to try to exploit. But they don't really get caught out too much. A couple, corner kick goals they gave up. So it's just it's not really one set way you can try to beat them. You just kind of got to play your game and hope our game plan is better than his game plan on the day.
I know we talked a little bit about your emotions coming off the loss at Angelo State. How have the girls responded?
They've been good. I mean, last 2 days, Monday and this morning on Tuesday, it's been good. Through some new stuff at them. They responded, good energy. I think this group of girls is good. They tend to rebound pretty quick. The last practices have been pretty good, so I wouldn't expect anything less tomorrow.
We'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the game after that, because we won't have a podcast before that, but you'll be on the road in San Antonio taking on St. Mary's. And this has been a pretty evenly matched series, especially in the last couple of years.
Yeah, St. Mary, I mean, they're good. They've got plenty of team speed up front and out wide. I mean, they're pretty organized. Kevin's a good buddy of mine. So he probably knows just as much as me is what I know about him. They'll play a mix. They'll play direct, but then they'll possess it. They've got players who want it to their feet, but they've also got players that can play in behind. So they're kind of a dual threat. I guess it's a quarterback who can throw and run. They kind of have that ability when they're attacking.
How tough is it to coach against a friend?
Oh, it's pretty easy. You just forget real quick. You're enemies for 90 minutes, and then afterwards you're fine. It just makes it more fun. It's creating enemies on the other side. It only hurts the girls. It doesn't hurt anybody else.
We're still really early in the conference campaign, but has anything surprised you so far in the LSC, or is it going pretty much according to Hoyle?
Yep, it's a mess. So it's going to about how it is. A couple teams that normally are way up there are trying to find their place. And you assume they're going to be up there. So it's just where's the, you know, that 1-5 is going to be a bloodbath.
I mean, I'm not trying to put any extra pressure on you or I'm not trying to step out of bounds here, but it doesn't seem like there's anybody head and shoulders better than Midwestern State.
That'd be nice. But the big thing is this week is huge because you got a team that's struggling and a team that's got some confidence. So, and we're a little bit in the middle. You know, we struggled with that result last game, but we've, you know, ran off a 4-game, which this would have tied Saturday, would have been a 5-game non-losing streak. So, yeah, so we'll create opportunities. Just need to score and need fans out there on Wednesday.
Absolutely. Need that energy from the crowd. It seems like you're a balanced team. It seems like you're playing well in the back and you're creating chances offensively.
That's the plan. You're not going to score 4 goals every game, 3 or 4 goals. So got to keep it low, limit the opportunities, and then make sure we put ours in. So close games are okay.
And we mentioned Eastern, they've kind of been playing low-scoring games. Is that what you would expect Wednesday night?
Yeah, they don't get too exposed in the open field. They try to contain and control that field. So it'll be good. I mean, hopefully we get a 3-0 win. That'd be nice, but I'll take a 1-0 win just as much.
It seems like it's going to be another tension-filled Wednesday night at Stang Park with Midwestern State Women's Soccer. Ryan, as always, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for doing this, and we'll talk to you again next week, hopefully after 2 Mustang victories.
Thank you.
That's Ryan Spence, the head coach of the Midwestern State women's soccer team. I'm Pete Stein. Please tell your friends about the Stang Gang podcast. So long.